Hello again, everyone. It's Friday morning, the 8th day of July, 2022. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday as we head into the weekend and look forward to next week for Austin and for South Central Texas. Well, folks, we're losing a little bit of sunlight each day. We're now shaving a little bit off of the sunset and off the sunrise. Sunrise getting a little later and sunset getting a little earlier. Now that we're past the summer solstice back in mid and late June, it looks like now that's having little effect on the temperature. The upper level ridge of high pressure, on the other hand, is having an effect. Now, keep in mind that even though we are losing sunlight, I still expect temperatures to continue to rise. There's something we call the lag of or march of temperatures. It takes a while to warm up. It's not something instantly that happens here on the Earth's surface. That's why we don't see our warmest temperature of the day around solar noon when the sun is highest. We see it in the last couple of days as late as the 5 o'clock hour here in the Austin area. And it's the same thing on the annual basis. When was the sun highest in the sky? Around June 21st, the summer solstice. And we're not going to probably see the warmest temperatures of the summer, at least climatologically we don't, until the first couple of weeks of August. So there's your lag or march of temperatures on an annual basis. And it also, we see that on a daily basis as well. The long and short of it is, in this forecast discussion, I just don't see much happening. By the mid and latter part of next week, the upper level high, the lid on the atmosphere that's so much in place across the area, has allowed these temperatures, very warm surface temperatures, to build, is going to shift a little bit to the west of us. But folks, I don't think it's going to be enough based on what I'm seeing this morning. I do not see any rain chances for Austin, at least into Thursday and Friday of next week. Looks like a dry weather pattern. The National Weather Service, their Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, in their forecast rainfall over the next 7 days, has goose eggs for Austin, and I would tend to go with that. Until I see a better indication of that, given the drought, the very dry conditions, I just don't want to give any false hope at this point when it looks like that this dry weather is going to continue. Now, the upper level high will be strongest overhead probably tomorrow into Sunday. Saturday into Sunday, with temperatures warmest during those 2 days, we'll see the temperatures come back a little bit. They'll drop off just a few degrees once we get into the middle and latter part of next week. But again, maybe a few more clouds and maybe a few more late night and early morning low clouds. But folks, that's about it. Don't see much of a rain chance over the next 7 days for Austin or for South Central Texas. The tropics, which normally would offer our hope, are very quiet in the Atlantic Basin. Nothing expected as far as development is concerned over the next 5 days. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, this 8th day of July, 2022. Take the weekend off, and I will update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. Folks, have a good weekend. Stay cool out there. Be safe, and we'll talk again early next week.